Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-seven-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Well, hello, my beautiful spiritual hustlers, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Jess, and if you've been listening to the show for a while, you already know that. And if you are new to the show, hi, I'm so happy you're here. Thank you all for being here with me on a very, very special episode. All of these episodes are magic, but I just came through a beautiful new season of brand new guests that I am bringing to you guys, and this one is not going to disappoint. But before I get into what you're about to soak in and get activated by, I just want to remind you to subscribe to the podcast. If you haven't already, just hit that subscribe button. We publish two episodes a week. If you haven't yet left a review on Apple Podcasts, just take a few seconds. It would mean so much to me. 5 stars, a couple sentences of how the show has impacted you in your life, your business, your spiritual journey. And it really helps the show grow, because here on the Spiritual Hustler Podcast, we're having important conversations. We're having new earth conversations, conversations that women like you need to hear at scale. And this podcast reaches women across the world. Literally, you guys, we have women from every single continent that dial in. So know that while you are listening, you're not just listening for yourself. You're a part of this global collective, this worldwide web of divine feminine weavers of this new consciousness and doing business in a brand new vibration, the feminine vibration. That's what it means to be a spiritual hustler, to hustle not from your ego, but from your heart, not from survival, but for thriving, not just for your own thriving, but building businesses that help the world thrive. Whether you reach 5 people or 5 million, we are all changing the world, and you're going to really understand how you can do that in an even more effective and soul-aligned way today from our guests. So I just want to say thank you in advance for leaving a review, for helping this message grow, and for sharing the show. Share this podcast, share this episode, share any episodes with the women in your life that need to hear it. So I'm really excited about today's guest. That's actually an understatement. I'm pretty sure you're all familiar with, I don't know, astrology, Enneagram, human design, maybe you've heard of the gene keys, all of the personal development, spiritual tools that we can use to understand our own unique blueprint and identity and soul's purpose. And I have never in my life, and I've been on this spiritual journey for a long time, and I've used all of the said tools that have helped me so deeply on my own personal development journey, which has impacted my career, because I believe as above, so below. To know yourself helps you grow your mission on this planet, to make more money, to live the life that you want to live. You've got to know yourself. And today's guest, Helen Yee Flynn, has birthed a whole new tool that each and every one of you need to put into your spiritual toolkit. And that is the Aura Color Wheel. I have been fascinated by the aura. I think we all know what the aura is. If not, you're going to learn what that is today, how it relates to color, why color is the light. We're all made up of color. We're living on a planet that is all sacred geometry, frequency, sound, and color and light. And that is what we are comprised of. You know, we are all pieces of Gaia in these human forms. And Helen came through my world a couple months ago. She actually jumped into my feminine frequency business school. We're going to talk a little bit about that. She is a shining student in the program. And I've had the chance to really get to know her. And when she came through my studio in Nashville, I was seeing color. She actually did a full-on color reading of my aura live in the middle of the conversation. So you're going to hear how she does her work in real time. But I was really activated by Helen and her story and all of the gifts that this woman has had. I mean, honestly, she is more than just an aura reader. She is an intuitive painter. She's a certified crystal healer. She's an angel channeler. She's a third generation feng shui master from China. She's a certified yoga and meditation instructor and an Ayurvedic practitioner, Vedic astrologer, theta healer, and passionate flamenco dancer. Okay, so if you've ever thought that you had to choose one thing and that you had to stay inside of a box, let Helen's multi-hyphenate, multi-passionate, eclectic journey that she has channeled into a one-of-a-kind business, intellectual property, methodology, book, community, be your inspiration, because you don't have to follow anyone's path but your own. And if you're feeling a little unclear or stuck or just seeking more clarity to understand why you have been through the bullshit you've been through to become the woman you are becoming, this episode is going to make sense of all of it. So Helen is the founder of Helen Creates Beauty, and she's the author of her brand new book, The Aura Color Wheel, What Your Soul Aura Reveals About Your Inner Gifts, Wounds, and Lessons. And it's available now from Hay House Publishing. And she's going to tell the most magical story about how she manifested this book deal masterclass coming up in just a few days on October 4th called Ignite Your Light. And you can register for her masterclass inside of the show notes. So as you're listening, I guarantee, I can bet money that you're going to be listening, getting her codes, getting activated, and want more. And just to your luck, sister, she's got much more in store in this free live masterclass, Ignite Your Light, happening on October 4th. So definitely register. And you can go check her out at helencreatesbeauty.com. She also has a free quiz. We'll leave a link to that in the show notes. She's the master of the rainbow. And I have certainly gotten more connected to the rainbow myself in the last year. This is random but relevant. You know, I think some of you might not know, maybe some of you do know, I lost my dog in December, which was by far and away the most spiritual experience of my life, next to anything. I don't think anything, a plant medicine journey, a somatic breathwork experience, can connect you to the depth of your heart and soul other than grief. And Don Julio, my buddy, he's here with me right now. I feel his energy comes through to me almost every day in rainbows. I see rainbows across my house. I see rainbows in restaurants. I see rainbows across co-working spaces. I see rainbows everywhere. And it really is the truth about light, about love. It is multidimensional. We take one white beam of light and cast it through a prism, a mirror, a glass crystal, and it becomes a rainbow of colors. And that is the soul essence of love, of who we are, because we are all made up of love. We are love. That's why we came here. And we came here in many ways to relearn that. You know, this is Earth school, this planet called Mother Gaia, and it is a tough place to be a lot of the time. But the whole point is to evolve your soul, to grow, to expand, to know one's self through the polarity, and to come home and to remember the truth of who we really are. And Helen has certainly gone on her own journey, unpacking and rediscovering that herself. And you're going to learn her story today. You're going to learn her method today. You're going to learn all about her incredible new book today. And I honestly don't think I've ever had a guest like Helen Yee Flan on my podcast. She is an absolute one-of-a-kind soul walking this path of divine spirituality and entrepreneurship. And I know that so many of you want to build businesses that are rooted in your gifts and make money doing it. And she is a living, walking example of what's possible while also being so deeply in service to the world to heal. And so I just know you're going to just soak up this conversation, get super present. I wouldn't be distracted while you're listening to this. Really try and soak in every word till the very end, because this conversation got deeper and deeper and deeper. And I feel so grateful that this woman is in my life, and I'm honored to bring her to all of you today. So without further ado, here is my incredible light activated conversation with Helen E. Flynn.
Goddess Helen, welcome to the Spiritual Hustler podcast. I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank you for hosting me, Goddess Jess.
I receive.
Me too.
I have so many questions for you. There's such a dynamism to your work. It's unlike anything I have ever seen. And we are going to get into all of the things. But I want to start with my first question that I ask every guest, which is, what are you spiritually hustling for right now, Helen?
I would say that on a soul level, my mission is really to help as many souls to awaken to their light as possible. That's my mission. And on a personal level, I would say that I am spiritually hustling for inner peace and sacred beauty.
Woo! What? Tell me more about sacred beauty.
Yeah.
What does that mean to you?
So beauty not only mean to me aesthetically, of course, I love color, that's for sure. But also, I think it's a portal. It's an energy portal for us to get closer to the divine. That's how I felt of what sacred beauty is.
We're going to unpack all of this today, Helen, because your work is so dynamic. It's unlike anything I've ever seen. But I want to go back and really understand how you arrived here. I mean, you are a painter and you were a flamenco dancer and you are now an author and a healer, and you have really amalgamated your career as this, like, what I would call a multi-hyphenate into this one-of-a-kind path. But what was the turning point for you that really led you to be a teacher of color?
I will go back to 2011. That's my wake-up call. So 14 years ago, I was living in my parents' expectations and what society said success or happiness looks like. So I was studying all the way to my PhD degree, wow, almost graduating, always an A student. And then I just happened to have self-knowing Sagittarius, so I'm really good at studying. Just side note. So until I go all the way, almost graduating, got engaged with my current husband. So from the outside world, my life should look perfect. So I thought that's what happiness is, because that's what I taught, you know. Mm. So I was really plucking the 3D matrix. However, I wasn't. I got really deeply and anxious and also suffer from depression. And a ER visit in 2011, panic attack.
Wow.
That was like my real wake-up call. Hey, sister, you better really look at your life now. And I began to ask three really deep questions. Who am I? Why am I here? And how can I truly be happy? That's the beginning of a deep self-healing and self-discovery journey. That was 2011. And my first stop was at the time I lived in Philadelphia, and there was a oldest yoga studio called Yoga on Main. I still remember them. And actually, I mentioned my teachers in the book, Shiva Das and Ed Zello. Those are my first yoga and meditation teachers. I remember the first group meditation, I was sobbing like a baby in front of a bunch of strangers.
Wow.
But I knew that something bigger was holding me the whole time. Now, I did not grow up religious, okay, in any way. So for me, you know, like if 10 years ago you asked me, I believe in angels, I would say that they don't exist. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
So for me, it was like, I feel so supported, loved unconditionally, no matter what I did. And so I just loved that yummy space. 3 months after my daily meditation, I just love meditation even more than yoga at that point, because I love that yummy space to go back to. I was off any anxiety and depression medication.
From meditation alone?
Correct. Just, wow, meditation alone. 20 minutes a day, and it's not that long. Like, I just keep doing it 20 minutes a day. And I go to the yoga studio for my yoga and meditation teacher training.
Wow.
So once or twice a week, that's it. 3 months. No more med. And I'm like, wow, okay, this is awesome.
Totally. For lack of a better term.
Exactly.
What kind of meditation were you doing in 20 minutes? Was it TM? Was it a specific mantra practice or just getting into silence?
It's really getting into silence. He combined with some mantra meditation, but it's not really a TM. I would say he studied from ashrams in India. So it's the Hatha yoga tradition.
Yep.
It's really just to quiet the mind. It's not a specific rigid, you know, meditation. And I just love it. And I tend to like to combine with some mantra because I have a blue aura wound. So public speaking or like now we're having a conversation like this does not come natural to me.
Really?
Yes.
I would never guess that about you.
I know. I'm generally an outgoing person.
Yes.
But I wouldn't say that I am like a natural public speaker. Let me put it that way. It's a trained muscle that I had to learn to get to this point. Because I was born with a lot of strep throat, nose bleeding. And I literally came into this world and also born and raised in China as a female. Repressed pretty harsh. You know, I need to comply most of my childhood. So actually talking out like authentically or really what, you know, mean to me, it took me a while to get here.
Yes.
So that's why mantra actually works really well for me. But yeah, I just did, it's pretty much sitting in silence. I think there was some background music, like sylphidial frequency music was playing. And I just love his energy. I wish Ed Zello is still here. He passed. Yeah, so that was my first experience. So from then on, I just keep meditating every single day because that was so sweet. Till this day, 14 years, nonstop.
Seriously.
Seriously. Every single day, 20 minutes a day, never stop.
All right, my friends, if you are listening to this podcast, I know that you know that the Matrix is bullshit. And yet it has gotten its hooks into so many of us, looping us into stress and scarcity and survival. And I can say this because I speak from deep experience. But here's the truth. Your cells, your body, your systems, your life was built for brilliance, not burnout and fear. It is time, sister, to deprogram the deep programs that have been running your life for most of your life. And Microflow microdose mushrooms is your key. Now, these are high vibe, organic, Reiki infused blends designed to support your nervous system, your menstrual cycle, your psyche, and your physical body in breaking free from it all. Microflow isn't just a magic mushroom microdosing company. Microflow is different. It is a soul technology. It's founded by Christy Nault as the only cycle syncing microdose protocol made for women to balance divine masculine and divine feminine energy on the market. The Exude blend activates your radiance, heart opening, bold expression, and full aliveness. I love to take Exude during my follicular and ovulation phases of my cycle. And then there's Surrender, which softens your system into deep rest, healing, and fertile reconnection. And I love to take Surrender during my luteal and menstrual phases. Now, if you want to tap into even higher states of consciousness, pick up a bottle of Theta with Egyptian Blue Lotus, which Christy says, and I've experienced this personally working with it, is a portal not into 5D realms, but 7D realms. When you use it in ceremony, channeling, ecstatic dance, or breath work, trust me, you are going to have an unforgettable life-changing activation. And when you purchase Theta, you're going to get Christy's full 4-hour guided breath work experience for free. Microflow isn't about escaping. It's about alchemizing your life, your business, your relationships, your health, your vitality into more freedom. I would not have the life that I have, the business that I have, the team that I have, the body that I have, the marriage that I have, and the joy that I have if it wasn't for using Microflow consistently every single week of my life for the last 3 years. So visit microflowhealing.com now and use code Jessica10 at checkout for $10 off your order. Visit microflowhealing.com today to pick up your blends, and do not miss Christy's free 2.5-hour microdosing masterclass. Your sovereignty begins now.
There were some hard days that I have to, you know, because life gets crazy. And those days I take like 5 deep breaths. And then I'm like, okay, you know, today it's hard. That's my spiritual practice today. But what that's led me is in 2018, so 7 years into this daily meditation, I had my first Kundalini awakening. And it was spontaneous. Now I learned about it on the textbooks.
Sure.
But you will never know how surreal it is, the full body sensation. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Did this happen in a meditation?
Just
a one day in the 20-minute meditation, you had a Kundalini awakening.
Correct.
Okay, explain what that was like.
Wow, that's wild. I want to run, I don't know, 50 miles per hour, like for 1,000 miles. I don't want to, like my body was shaking and I feel a lot of energy. Like first of all, I feel the energy is from the base of the spine, always shoots up the crown. And my third eye was wide open. I seen a lot of things I wasn't able to see before, including those spirit guides that I said that they did not exist before. Because when I get into meditation, I really want to just heal myself. I did not think of any like spiritual awakening or anything like that. I just want to be like calm and be present every single day and heal my anxiety and depression. And then that just dawned on me one day. All of a sudden, everything opened up. I see clearly. Like, I have a lot of clarity. Like, I see. Like, I see the quantum field. And I knew time is an illusion. It's not linear. It's like everything is stacked up. There were different versions of you at the same time. Like, you can access them, whichever it depends on your own vibration. It was like, all of a sudden, I knew the truth. That's like, I cannot go back from there anymore. That was 2018. It was real wild. And physically, I was pretty much shaking. And at the time, I was doing my crystal healing certification. I told my teacher, I DM my teacher, Ashley Levy. I said that, well, my third eye is crazily open. Because we talk about it in the class, but I didn't know that it will happen in real life. I did not prepare for that. I said, what do I do? Like, am I normal? I mean, like, it's a real emergency, right? Psychic emergency. And she said, put a black tourmaline on your third eye, ground. Like, you need to ground a lot. Like, I was running bare feet on Mother Earth. There was a park in our neighborhood. I literally was hugging trees.
Yes,
you know,
100%.
Like, bare feet.
Beautiful.
But that's what changed my life trajectory forever.
I have the full body chills. So many questions and we're going to go there.
Okay.
But I just want to say, you know, as somebody that has been on the spiritual journey myself for long decades, and I've had my own access points to multi-dimensions and have connected to my third eye. And I have typically worked, I mean, I do meditation myself and worked with shamans and plant medicine and breath work. And what I love about this is that it came through simple stillness and meditation and practice. 7 years sitting on your meditation mat, being in your own energy, for that to unlock is such a mirror of what is available and possible when we commit to going within. You don't have to travel through the jungle and do ayahuasca to access this level of awareness.
I love that. I love that you pointed that out. Yes, I totally agree. Because it was really a simple practice that I go to day in and out. And there was a minute, it feels like brushing teeth for me. So it's like if you brush your teeth, you take care of your hygiene, you shower, you brush your teeth, you take care of that hygiene. You also need to take care of your spiritual hygiene, right? So
amen.
I literally just want, to be honest, my intention was very simple. I just wanted to be insane, not insanity every single day, so that, you know, I can get through the day in a peaceful way. And yeah, I didn't, at the time, I thought about it, you know, in retrospect.
Right.
If I had made an intention at the beginning of my meditation journey that I actually want to connect with the quantum field. I actually have the intention to connect with my spirit teams. I think that will come even faster.
Yes, love that.
Yeah.
Beautiful advice.
At the beginning, I wasn't aware of that sure. available for me. But if you actually make that intention and trust, because I did not know, what I knew before. Now I would highly recommend if you actually want to access that, you can just set it as an intention. Do that meditation and I'm sure it will come much faster.
I could not agree more. The power of intention is real.
Yes.
So real. We are more powerful than we recognize. We are sovereign beings and we can channel and attune to what we want to call in and experience in our lives in our highest desires and manifestations. And so powerful, powerful sentiment around that connection because you didn't know what you didn't know, but yes. Now you do know.
Yes.
So 2018, mm-hmm. you have this Kundalini awakening and that's when shit got real.
Yes. I love that. That's when shit got real.
That's when shit got real.
Yeah.
And talk us through what happened next because I want to take us up to present day.
Okay.
And talk about your work.
Yes.
Because it is quantum, your work.
Thank you.
But 2018, the doors blew open.
Right.
The multidimensional access came online.
Yes.
And then what?
Okay. So in that 7 years of doing the spiritual healing and meditation journey, I switched my career into interior architecture and design. So that's what I really wanted to be as a girl. I wanted to become an architect.
Mm.
But I didn't get a chance, because growing up, there wasn't a choice. So I went back to school, did my master's degree so that I can become a licensed architect working a corporate. That's my transition to become doing something more creative. Mm-hmm. So that was parallel with, my spiritual practice. And then when my third eye was wide open, I'm like, wow, okay. And then I transitioned from a professional standpoint, I transitioned back into feng shui, into design. Because I'm a third generation feng shui master. My father was the second and my grandmother, and I was living and breathing this since I was a kid. How can I forgot this root, right? To begin with. So I go back to my root. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to call myself an interior designer. I'm going to open up my own business. And guess what? The universe answered. So like, oh, sister, you're finally doing what your soul is born here to do. You remember that you are an artist. You are not, some researcher or whatever I was.
Right.
So then my first client sold up even before I signed, all the paperwork to form your MMs.
Yeah,
yeah. It takes a while, right?
Yeah.
I just went to an event. I show up to the room and say that I'm an interior designer. I do feng shui. And then there is a client, a Brazilian lady, I still remember in Philadelphia, have a wedding gown showroom boutique. And I said that, oh, Helen, I really resonate with your energy. Let's talk.
Wow.
And I haven't had my business card yet, huh? So I'm just telling them I'm a feng shui interior designer. $2,500 check. I still keep that.
Oh my God, of course you do.
Yeah. So that happened before 2018, but that was like my first testimonial of when you show up fully as who you truly are, the universe answered. So I was running that business, had this Kundalini awakening, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to incorporate more energy work into feng shui. So I began to do crystal grid.
Wow.
Because of my crystal healing certification. So I create crystal grid that's super high vibe. And I did personalized readings for my clients. And I tell them, okay, here are your four love, abundance, spiritual growth, health direction. And let's put these four crystal grids and custom surface pattern design, like custom design for your home. And I feel the vibration is instantly lifted.
Yes.
And I still remember I custom designed a peacock, like a pink peacock wallpaper for one of my clients, because she was attracting love, like the soulmate at the time. Oh my gosh, within 3 months, they got married.
Stop it.
Yes.
She was single?
Yes. I'm like, wow, this is really works. Yeah, because now I can see the energy and, how color, light, artwork, that's what I mean by sacred beauty. You're vibrating with the room, that's energy of a space.
Absolutely.
Same with plants and animals. And of course, I'm able to tune into people's aura, or what I call soul aura specifically, because your mood aura can change all the time. Your mood aura is around your face. And when people say that, look at his face, it's turning red. You kind of know, is either this person's angry or she's shy, right?
Right.
Like, oh, it's like you intuitively pick it up.
Right.
And that changes all the time. And also there's a personality aura that's around your head. And that tells me, are you outgoing person, introvert, are you an analytical person, intuitive person? Now that's semi-permanent, because kids shift it a little bit more than adults. And then the last one in my book I talk about is your soul aura. And that's around your heart chakra, because that's where your soul incarnated.
Right.
That's the most permanent of the three. So it tells me your gifts, you know, because those are the aura layers that's stronger and more vibrating, comes forward. And then your soul wound, so the wound that you haven't healed from your past life, that's like subside a little bit in the kind of in the background.
Wow.
And there were some lessons. Now, those are neither really strong nor really deep. Those are kind of like in between. They are like the moderate. And that's when this system that comes alive. I'm like, wow, that's so cool. Because what is energy? Energy is just information that vibrates, mm-hmm. right? So information that vibrates, and your soul aura tells me three pieces of information about your soul, which answers those three questions. I had my spiritual, you know, wake up call. Who am I? Why am I here? How can I truly be happy? So that those information, I find it super, super helpful. And after four like mythical experience, that's kind of like subsequent to it, the aura color wheel system was birthed. And then I'm like, okay, so now I know I'm going to transition into the author or spiritual teacher, you know, of me. Now, because every time when I show up in my soul's nurture, the universe always answers. So then this time I fully trusted. I didn't even doubt a thing, because I've been texted so many times, it worked. So I'm like, okay, so I guess it's time for me to channel the book, isn't it? And then they said that, yeah. And I'm like, okay, so then you're going to help me publish it, right? And then it worked, because you guess what? Like, I got the book contract without finding a book agent.
Wow.
And all of a sudden, like when it's time, when the system was fully flushed out and my spirit team think it's good enough, I all of a sudden receive an email from Hay House in my inbox.
Stop it.
Yes.
They sought you out?
Like, yeah, they just said that we have a writer's community, or like, you know, for people who are interested in writing with us, you can submit a book proposal for a competition to win a contract. I didn't even have a whim of doubt. This is a sign. And of course, I submitted, and not from ego standpoint, because I knew that this work is going to help others. And of course, I won the contract.
Okay, high five.
I can.
It's such an amazing story. I have so many. Okay, many questions.
So, okay.
Holy shit. I did not know that about this book.
Now and you how, know.
Now I know. Now everybody knows.
Yes.
Okay, let's go back to color. And
okay.
Can you see, like when you're looking at somebody, you can see someone's color, yes. aura.
Yes.
Their personality, the what's above their head, their heart. You can see it.
Yes, I can see
it. Can you see it right now in me?
Yes, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Can you tell me what my colors are?
Okay.
And yeah, break it
down?
Yeah,
I only will do. Yeah, yeah. I only will do this when the other person is
invites
open.
You.
Invites me. Yeah, correct. Exactly. I don't do that like voluntarily.
But do you like, before you do me, do you like walk down the street and like to yourself, like see aura around people?
Yes, I'm able to, but I learned to shut it, like turn it on and off now. At the beginning, when I just had that Kundalini awakening, I can't. Like, the whole world is so colorful.
I bet it was super overwhelming.
Oh, yeah. That's why I wanted to run, like, 50 miles. I'm like, what's going on with me? Am I going nuts, right?
No, I've had my own Kundalini awakening, and it's no joke. It, yeah. like, takes you.
Yeah. I was shaking, you know?
Of course.
And then I trained myself, of course. I work with a lot of spiritual teacher afterwards to kind
tone
of
it.
Tone this down.
Yes.
And, now I learned to control it in super public areas. I just command it to be closed. Otherwise, I get overwhelmed myself.
I'm sure.
Right.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So what do you see?
So, okay. So you are embodying three soul gift archetypes simultaneously right now.
I am?
Yes. For people who walk the spiritual path for a long time, I can tell they have more more aura, like more light in their light body. That's naturally, right? So the more light layer or the more, you know, strong aura layers we have more soul gift archetypes.
Mm.
So you are now embodying both visionary, teacher, and healer.
Wow.
As well as entrepreneur, actually.
There's a color for that?
Yes, there were a color for that. So I see more towards the green and blue spectrum, sapphire, violet, and turquoise. So in that spectrum, you know, like the... So just so you know, aura colors are a spectrum of light. So
right.
It's not just one static, you know, solid coloring. When I see people have more blue, green, violet, so like the cooler spectrum of light, and those are all like from the heart chakra up.
Yeah.
So typically, exactly. So typically those are beings, you know, who are star seeds, who have been, you know, in other planets for many, many lifetimes and came down to planet Earth.
Mm.
Now on the opposite, because it's a color wheel, intuitively know if you have more of the higher chakras energy, you know, intuitively you know that you have less red, orange, you know.
Yellow.
You do have a little bit of yellow mixed in, you know, yellow-green. That's like a J color.
Mm-hmm.
That's there. Because I think you've worked on yourself, self-worth, self-empowerment. You put a lot of work on that.
I sure have.
Already.
Yes.
So that's why that's also like up on the game. So the dimmer colors, I would say, is the red and orange. They have less, but it's not like you don't have any, right? So when I see a soul that embody this, you have like so many gifts already. Typically, we're born with a one, and you were born with an entrepreneur soul gift archetype. That's actually where you're born on board. And because you work up the, you know, your third eye and your crown, you've worked all the other aura layers. That's why you're embodying more and more soul gifts.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I see more and more. And eventually, the process of enlightenment is literally embody your light.
Right.
Is you literally want all seven layers of light on board. So you are radiate white or golden. And that's what Jesus Christ and Buddha.
Christ consciousness.
Exactly that, you know, they did. So you are having like literally just like the red and the sacral, like the orange are just less, but it doesn't mean that it's like, you know, just compared to the other ones, like
yes.
Ratio wise, right? So that's something that you're working on, I would say, right now.
That's crazy. Yes. Accurate.
Okay.
So spot on. And you can see all of this as you're
yes.
staring at me.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And thank you for allowing me to do that.
No, you're absolutely. I completely agree. You have to gain permission to
exactly.
access someone's field.
Exactly.
And I love that you're so in integrity about that.
At the beginning, I wasn't because I was nuts a little bit. So I tell people I would jump out and tell, hey, you look green today. They're like, what are you talking about?
That's amazing.
When I just started, then I realized, okay, this gift is a responsibility.
Definitely.
It's not, you know, now I'm like more control. I won't jump out at people's face.
It's a total responsibility.
And, oh, yes.
And what you just said, the accuracy of what you just said. I have been a starseed, as you know, like you are as well.
Yes.
And we'll talk about this.
Yes.
Since I was...
I love your book.
I know you do. Full out Palladian. We're going to talk about Palladians.
Okay.
But I struggled being here on this planet, right? Because I'm not from here. You know, starseeds, in my view, struggle from an early age, not feeling like they belong. Like they can't find their place on Earth because they're originally not from here. And I got so good and so clear for so long that I could go up and I honed my crown chakra.
Yeah.
And I write about this in my book as well, that I use it as a form of escapism.
Yes.
And I was so fascinated by the third eye. And my throat chakra is very much online and I lead from love.
Yes.
And my heart's chakra is online, but the lower chakras, the red and the orange.
Yeah.
I were completely dead. Like I, they, thank you for seeing the color because I think for a while they were actually like shut off and completely black.
Yeah, I would say that it's much. I'm also a Akashic record reader, so I can see. And again, time is an illusion.
It is.
If people know this word, they know it's not linear. So when you mentioned that, yes, the red and the sacral was shut off, and now I can see they are actually vibrating a little bit more. Because you've been putting, I can tell you've been putting work to it.
To be in my body.
Exactly, to be in your body. And star beings all often feel like they don't belong. So it's really hard for them to ground and, you know, basically fit in this 3D reality. A lot of my students and clients who had a lot of star seed, star, you know, like a history or many lifetimes in the stars, some of them are labeled as ADHD. Autism, you know, like, I'm like, no, they're super tuning to the ET realm. Do you know that? Because I can see like the galactic is behind you. Like I also tune into the field and see who are your spirit guides. I do spirit message reading. So I'm literally relating the messages who like based on the guy's composition, everyone has a spirit team.
Yes.
Some people has more star beings. Some people has more ancestors. Some have ascended masters. You know, like some mostly angels, depends on the ratio of how many, you know, star beings behind you. And I'm like, okay, so this soul has been in the galactics, you know, not only the Pleiadians, but like many, like even this series, you know, Lyra, like, I'm like, okay, so it's been a few, you know, lifetimes. So that's why it's harder to ground.
Definitely.
So when people have red or sacral chakra, like I would say you are not a deficiency anymore. You just like you get them a little bit more online. You know, Ayurveda, I find it. That's why you find plant medicine. It's helpful because that's the grounding, because you're getting more Mother Gaia's energy.
Right.
And also Ayurveda, like I personally follow a diet that also can be really helpful. So basically like anything physical, breath work. That's why you're drawn to it, because breath is the prana that's like open up your sacral in a way. So you've been doing the practice that you are supposed to be doing because you're very attuned. Like you have that self-awareness in you that what's going on.
Thank you. Thank you for what being you. You are so coded. So many codes. The Akashic, Ayurveda, crystal, all the magic, feng shui. You brought it into aura. Like you wrote a book about the aura color wheel that you have created. This is your IP.
Yes.
So let's talk about this. Let's talk about the book. Let's talk about, it's one thing to sit in your presence, which is such a gift and such a blessing. And I mean it. And I feel very privileged right now, to be honest. But you've written this book to help the masses.
Yes.
So that they don't have to necessarily sit in Helen's presence, which you should. And we're going to talk about all the ways to work with you. Mm-hmm. But walk us through the book, how people can use it as a guide, and why aura? Because you hear about Reiki and you hear about, you know, plant medicine and juice cleansing. I mean, there's so many modalities to heal and to know oneself. Why aura? And how can people self-identify and work with your work?
Yes, definitely. I know. Right. That I've been doing this for many, many lifetimes. Mm-hmm. So when people come to me, it's like, well, Helen's like spiritual jack of all trades. You does everything. Like what you doesn't do, right? And then I would say that, you know what? It's a soul remembrance. Mm. I just remember that I've been doing this work for many, many lifetimes. This is not my first time of doing it. I'm good at it. It's not because I do it. This is a new beat that I'm doing this. It's because I've been walking this path for so many lifetimes. Just like I pick up flamenco dancing because I remember my past life as a gypsy in southern Spain.
Wow.
So it's a soul remembrance. You just remember the gift, like writing a book or crystal healing or painting. So that way you can use your gift more synchronized or synthesized. Let me put it that way, to put it together. And what I love, what, you know, haunts down to the aura, I would say that it's because it's your soul's expression. And at a soul level, remember those three questions. Who are we? We are light.
Yes, we are.
That's it. We are light. And if we are light, we are composed with these seven rays of light That's the, you know, the energy centers, right? That's us.
You think about like a true white beam of light and you shine it through a prism or a reflection, it turns into a rainbow.
I mean, exactly.
White light is comprised of every single color.
Oh, I love that. That's what I say all the time. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. That's right. So that's us, you know, that's us at a soul level. Who are you? That's the answer. You are light. Why are we here? We're here to evolve.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are. It's my favorite word in the dictionary. Evolve.
Yep. Evolution.
Evolution.
Evolution. Soul evolution. My guy came to me. Yes, I created this color wheel, but also it's, I would say it's a co-creation with my spirit team. And they channeled this through me. And I remember one of the expert guy called Herbert Spencer actually told me that he's here to help me to write a book about soul evolution.
Mm. Wow.
He's the philosopher that had written a book or teach about society and psychology evolution based on Charles Darwin's human evolution. And he literally told me that I'm here to channel that. I'm like, okay, let's see what happens. And then the next subsequent, so how the view is coming about is the next subsequent meditation. I was a Theta Stay and I see the Dendera calendar on the Hathor Temple in Egypt, like spinning on top on my third eye, like spinning. And there was the 36 original deacons, and that's the 36 spirits that represented the sky, like the Egyptian calendar. It's 360 days. That's how they calculate it. And it's not the 12 zodiac that's simplified. It's the 36. And that's the 36 soul aura color in this book.
What?
It coincides with the 36 soul aura color inside this book. And that's how it was channeled. And I'm like, okay, so I know this is wisdom. And then the next, actually 2 weeks, I was in a deep automatic writing or automatic drawing mode. I asked my husband to deal with the 3D stuff so that I can be as in it as much as possible. And I wrote down 20 questions. It's a quiz. But the 20-question quiz is completely channeled because when I wrote down a bunch of numbers with dates and times, I had no idea what the heck it means. I thought I'm going nuts. I'm like, okay, it's, you know those movies that you see some kids just drawing, writing numbers? You think
yes.
That they mentally, you know, have something wrong, right? I'm like, I'm almost like on the edge of that. I'm like, okay, guys, like, are we done yet? I was channeling for hours. And then after I wrote them all down, it's still like, it's handwritten. So after I wrote them all down, I'm like, okay, I need to figure out what it is, you know, logically, what a bunch of this is. And I actually Google it. I either use image Google when I channel symbols or when I channel words, I just put a bunch of text. Okay, what is this, Google? And then the guys were trying to figure out somebody's Chiron sign. And that's your soul wound, where right. Your wound lays. I did not know. And it's the time is so accurate. I mean, they are like, they use the sidereal calendar, not the actually the Western calendar. They even know Vedic astrology. I'm like, oh my gosh,
yeah.
The actual calendar. So that's the time that was written down.
Mm.
So when you ask how do people can use this book to, you know, use on themselves. First, take the 20-question quiz, which is completely channeled.
Wow.
I did not roll it myself. So once you take the quiz, you get 3 pieces of information. What are your soul gift archetype? Or you can be one, like Jess, you have 4 right now. So it's like super, like super evolved. So remember, it's a journey. There was no destination. You know, if there was not an end point. But we kind of know that enlightenment is about having 7 lights of becoming white. So once you take the quiz, you understand your soul aura color. It composes like 3 pieces of information about your soul. Your soul gift archetype, that's what you're here to do in exchange with fulfillment and abundance.
Wow.
And then what your soul wound is, like blue aura layer used to be my wound. But now it's no longer a wound because you can evolve, right? So now I am embodying the teacher soul gift archetype, require my blue aura to be on board, right? So that's your wound. And the third piece of information is your soul lessons. Now, lessons are less deep as the wound because they can be learned by breaking a pattern. It's like either mental pattern, ancestral pattern, or an emotional pattern that you kind of get stuck in a toxic relationship, for example, right? That type of thing. So you need to consciously, you know, make a different choice. So it's like, wow, I think this is like golden information. If everybody knows what they are born here supposed to do, like me, don't waste all my childhood and go to PhD and not doing what, you know, my soul is calling me. I was born an artist, so give archetype. I'm like, you're supposed, and it beats a lot of imposter syndrome also, sure. Knowing what you're here to do, right?
Right.
So that's pretty much like, that's the beginning of a deep self-knowing, you know, journey of your soul gift archetype. And if you're a little bit more advanced practitioner, like Jess, have already evolved quite a bit, I will highly recommend you to do some journaling. I have a guided journaling there. See how your soul has evolved. Like, you know, now you might have multiple soul gift archetypes, you know, since you were born. What I love about this system is that it's dynamic. It's like a little bit like the Enneagram. When you integrate, when your soul is integrated, you have that path to go up, or you disintegrate, you know. This one is even more. Like you can evolve to, it's almost like choose your own adventure game. Huh. So like if you heal this layer, you become a teacher. If you heal this particular layer or learn this particular lesson, you become a healer. So it's like that's how dynamic this system is. So it's an ongoing soul evolution blueprint.
My mind is blown. Seriously, like my third eye just, wow. Because we're all so familiar with Enneagram and astrology and human design. I mean, I really believe that the true journey of one's human life is to know oneself. Right?
Yes.
When you know oneself.
Oh my gosh, I know why I'm in your podcast.
it's the true That's game we came here to play.
The opening of the book, I quote Lao Tzu saying, knowing others is wise, knowing yourself is enlightenment.
Yes. It really, and those that commit to that journey within, which I think more and more people are today. I think we're living in a time in humanity's consciousness, which is so exciting to be here at this time, because I know I don't think we've just had like many lives. We have tens of thousands
of
lives.
Oh, yes.
And the universe is infinite. Yes. And we're here for 80, 90 years if we're lucky. It's a microcosm of drop in the bucket of time.
Yes.
And we come to Earth at school because there's polarity here to understand who we are.
Yes.
And to evolve our souls. And that's why I think so many of these tools are popping right now. The Enneagram and humanism, people like freak out over this stuff. And there's all sorts of different astrology, the Vedic, the Asterian, like whatnot. What you have brought into the world, what you have presented here with the Aura Color Wheel is a complete different level. And I'm saying that from my heart. This is really the true pathway, I think, because it is all about the soul. Yes. We were talking about like sacred geometry before you brought out your crystal that's in the shape of a diamond.
Yes.
That you're tuning into that. Everything is coded here. Everything is multidimensionally like math systems, color, frequency, sound.
Yes.
And I'm a big proponent of all of those tools. They've changed my life to know that I was like a Leo sun, but a Cancer moon. Like everything made sense. When I was an Enneagram 4, I evolved to an Enneagram 7. Like all of this tracks, but this is groundbreaking. This is true thought leadership and new modality.
Thank you.
To truly know oneself. Thank you for doing this work.
Thank you, my spirit team.
Yeah, you totally. You're just the vessel that they chose to come through and bring into the world. So everybody, I want everyone to go buy your book. I know exactly what it's like to channel a book.
Yes.
How much love and heart and soul goes into it. And it's so important to support authors, especially I think female authors that have missions and messages like you.
I totally agree.
Truly. Like, so it's $25 on Amazon. Like, go buy this book and support yourself. It's, you know, this is absolutely one of a kind information. Speaking of light as information, I know when you walked in, you're like, I'm Palladian. I said, I'm Palladian. You read my book. We obviously connect on that level.
Yes.
I talk about that a lot in the podcast. It's something that obviously I'm very open about. I feel like when I came out of the spiritual closet and shared with the world that I was Palladian, like everyone kind of like mic dropped, and it called in a really aligned community.
Yes.
That speaks this language. I'm interested to know, it's probably come throughout your own journey, but how you connected to that part of yourself.
Oh, wow. Yes. I actually also talk a little bit about that in the book. Well, first of all, I'm really grateful or thankful for the souls who have walked before us.
Yes.
And let us be so comfortably talking about it now.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like an outcast that we talk about this anymore.
Right.
But it used to be. So I'm really grateful for the trailblazers who have already opened this path.
Me too.
And one of the deep meditation that actually let me write this book, I think it's called the Cosmic Origin Meditation. Mm. At the time, I did many versions of it. I think at the time when I was doing it, actually led by Rebecca Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just to remember your cosmic origin. And I love that I never enter into it with any expectation. That's how I enter every meditation. I have no attachment or expectation. But I have intention. I want to know, who am I, star families? That's interesting. That's just an interesting concept, you know. So I went into it, meditate, and I still remember, I want to depict the vision. I still see it vividly today. It's a blue turquoise, like a turquoise blue, green blue vibrating planet. And all of a sudden, I saw a crab during the meditation. It did not make any sense. Okay, it's a crab walking sideways.
Oh, wow.
You know, on a really rocky planet. So, of course, I did not know what it means. But because I'm a painter, so I always paint it out or draw it out what I see. You know, at the time, I did not decipher it, but that's what I see. And I always want to spill the bean without any filter. And, of course, I did image Google. That's my guys, how I know the code. Right? I image Google it. I scan the painting. Okay, so what's this? And all of a sudden, an image shows up in on the screen. And it's typically the first Google search. I don't know why. That's how it comes to me. And it's the Crab Nebula. And Crab Nebula is a supernova explosion of a supernova that had exploded, located in the Taurus constellation in the Pleiadian, like in the star clusters. I'm like, wow, that was home. Wow. As I'm talking about it, I still have like all the goosebumps around me right now. And I started to cry. I don't even know why. I look at the computer screen, I cry. I'm like, wow, that was my home. Like before I came to Mother Earth. That's why, you know, it exploded. So I dropped down to here, but first to Lumeria. That was another story. Yeah. but like, I was like, wow, I have like true, when you know, you have this truth chills full of your body,
right.
Goosebumps.
Always.
And I started to cry. That was also like an emotional reaction. And I kind of knew that, okay. So that's when I began to research, you know, who are the Pleiadians? What do they do? And then, Barbara, you know.
Marciniak.
Yes. Yeah,
she changed my
life. The Dawn of Light.
The Bringers of the Dawn.
Exactly. The Bringers. Yeah. I begin to do all kinds of research of who they are. And of course, my Kundalini Awakening being able to tune into the spirit realm, then I begin to see them. Before I wasn't, you know, if I just know them, then I'm able to see them. Now I channel them. I'm like, wow, okay, this is my star home.
Wow, babe, that's amazing. That's a very similar story to me. Wow. Different, but similar. Just quickly, I did a shamanic journey with no medicine, just on a table. I wrote about this in the book.
Yes.
And I went to a place, it was a planet, it was a visceral sense of home. I could go on and just the description of, I saw the planet and I came back into my body and I opened my eyes and the shaman reflected to me that
you were seeing the same thing.
We were saying the same thing. And she said, you just went to your home planet, the Pleiadians. And I was like, what are the Pleiadians? And then I picked up Barbara Marciniak's books and I read all of them and every single word. It was like cellular memory.
Yes.
It was like I was coming back into my DNA, soul remembrance. This is everything I've always known without even knowing it, but knowing it in my body to be true. And it's just simply here and articulated on a page in a book.
Correct.
And it was from that moment on, it's my and yours clearly just truth. It doesn't need to be defined or justified or explained. It's just truth.
Right.
And I love that you channel them and you can speak to them now. And you see them.
Yeah, now I see them. I'm just so grateful. But that was really the also the my first time that I, you know, get in touch with them. And they were showing to me that it's the schooling, like in the ET realm, you know, like the ETs actually go to the Pleiadian for schooling. So those are the teachers, the channeler, the creators, the authors, the artists, you know, yes. all this stuff, you know, like my paintings, they all channel through my third eye vision. So I paint through my third eye. So that's a gift.
It is.
Of the Pleiadians. Exactly. So then I know, oh, that's my mission. That's what I'm here to do.
Okay. So if you're a creator, a leader, a teacher, an artist, yeah, you're listening, you might be Pleiadian too. Yeah. I want to ask how people can work with you, because you have, I mean, I'm so sure everyone listening is like, what? How do I get involved in her work? I mean, you have a handful of online programs, you have a certification program. Tell us how we can get into your world. What are you doing now?
Yeah,
beyond
definitely.
The book.
Yes. Actually, if you purchase the book, it still have like 3 bonus gifts that right. I had offer. You know, people always love the feng shui, birth, element, and gua number reading. It's personalized, so it's uniquely to you, and it's not AI. It's me writing the report.
Wow.
Yeah. So I really want to pay, you know, gratitude to souls who rise up and say yes to their own soul evolution. So that's my way of supporting them. So if you purchase the book, write down or go to helencreatesbeauty.com, fill out a form. You will have a personalized feng shui, birth, element, and gua number reading. And there are 2 other ways. Actually, you will be able to join also a private Facebook group.
Beautiful.
I host monthly live Q&A and spirit message reading in there.
Wow.
For your ongoing soul evolution journey. So you just not only have the book, you have me to support the journey all along with a group of like-minded souls. And right now in the group, it's funny, it's 111. We have 111 members in the group. I'm like, wow, that's
perfect.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Archangel Michael. But anyway, so that's the gift you're going to get for $20. But if you want to work with me deeper, I have a free masterclass on my website. You can sign up, you know, to get deeper into my teaching, as well as a few online courses that you can sign up. And you always get me. I'm always in, you know, a private Facebook group doing monthly Q&As. But I have a really big annual event that's coming up. In the past, it's like provide a lot of transformation for souls who soul up. So I would love to invite you to attend my Ignite Your Light. It's a 2-hour online sacred journey on October 4th. 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Pacific
time. Couple days from now.
Yeah, just right. So sign up. It's free. 2-hour, I would say it's energy transmission. So I'm not only teaching you deeper into the system, but also I actually work with a musician, a composer,
wow,
to compose original subfigial frequency music that we are going to do a chakra dance together. I want to activate your soul remembrance, to remember in your body and in a cellular level that what the heck your soul is here to do.
Wow.
So in that 2-hour live transmission, it will, if you participate live, I will also select audience that I will read through spirit message reading for them. So you get immediately download of what your guys wanted you to do right now. So that's my upcoming, you know, biggest annual event.
Let's go. Everyone jump into that. That's incredible.
Thank you.
I'm so excited for you. You have a beautiful model, beautiful business. And it's the best feeling and true purpose why we're
yes.
here, to really take our gifts
right.
and to be of service
yes.
with them in our own unique way. We were talking about this before we started recording. You and I do very different things, but we have the same mission.
Yes.
You know, we've come here to seed more light and love under the planet. Full stop.
Oh, totally.
And your work is so one of a kind. And I'm going to leave a link to all of the things in the show notes so that people can go get the book, sign up for the masterclass. It's coming up in a few days from now. So I cannot wait to see who jumps in.
Thank you.
Yeah. I could talk to you all day. I literally, can we more please?
Yes,
can I hire
yes.
you? Can you do more of my reading?
I want you to live next to me. I'm not joking. And I come back. Hey, you want a cup of tea?
This is the first of many, Helen. This is the first of many.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask every guest my quick fire questions.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so excited. I already know the answer to one of them. It's so silly that I asked it. But anyway, I'll just tell you. One of them is, do you believe in aliens? And we already covered that. So
of course, I'm one.
I am an alien. You're looking at one.
Yeah.
And it's so funny. Okay. What has been your favorite business book and spiritual book?
Can I say your book?
Yes, you can. Not everybody says my book, but I did write a spiritual book.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah. I think yours are both spiritual and business. Mm-hmm. I actually read both of them. B, it's right there.
Yeah.
And The Light Work, both of them. Mm. Because it's the feminine way. That's also why I joined FFBS, okay? Mm-hmm. The Feminine Frequency Business School. Because that's how I want to manifest wealth.
Yep, that's
it's
right.
It's very different than the, I used to get a lot of burnout because of the patriarchy way of grinding and chasing. And what I love about your book, you talk about the feminine frequency of manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like. Oh, I get to actually, you know, enjoy my day, you know, living luxury. But at the same time, hey, by the way, manifest $1 million business. I'm like, I want that.
It's true. It's real. It's possible.
True. Yeah. Yeah. I know that you and a lot of sisters inside the school already living this reality. So we are walking, walking this path. So I personally definitely believe that's true. There were also other, like spiritual wise, I like to read the classics. Apnipansha, it's one of the traditional Indian texts that had given me a lot of wisdom, you know, in the past when I just began my spiritual journey. But in terms of business books, it's definitely the Simply Be, give me the clarity. And also The Light Work, it's, although it's about, you know, spiritually how to work your life, but at the same time, isn't that the alignment that we all seek?
Yes.
So that we can manifest a business so uniquely, you know, like my business is completely on its own anymore, right? High in spirituality and color. That's totally fine because that's completely you because you are in that alignment.
Yes.
So I wouldn't say that Light Work is just a spiritual work book, but also a manifestation book.
Thank you. Oh. You got it. You got the codes. Thank you for receiving them so clearly.
Yes.
And thank you for being a part of FFBS. It's such a special community.
Yes.
Nothing quite like it.
Yeah.
And it's because of women like you that make it. I just wanted to say that. Okay. My next question for you is, I'm so curious to know your answer to this because you work with so many guides and Ascended Masters Galactic. Yes. Do you have a particular one that is the most resonant, that you work with the most, that is most present for you? A deity, an angel, an ancestor, ascended master, galactic being.
Yes, I have two. I would say a pair. It's my personal guardian angel and archangel Haniel. Mm. So those two, they are with me since I was born. When I first tune in to the spirit realm, those are the ones that I see. And archangel Haniel is actually the angel of intuition, moon, and the third eye. And she is silvery blue. And it's funny because that was my favorite color when I was a kid. Because normally girls like pink, right? And I hated Hello Kitty, I know. Hello Kitty fans, sorry. No offense. I just don't like pink. I love, silver blue and very particular shade of blue. And now I knew because Archangel Haniel was there with me all the time.
Wow.
She was here to literally heal my blue wound, like aura wound. Same with my personal guardian angel. And typically, your guardian angels work with archangel, like in pairs. Now, he is a little bit more towards the masculine side. And archangel Haniel is the moon goddess, more of the feminine side. And I channel his name because I keep asking, I know you are here, but I don't know, how can I call you? I keep asking his name. I actually written that in my book. And I channel a Chinese character because that's the original, you know, language I wrote. And it meant feather. So in English, it meant feather. So feather is like the, you know, the feather that you see, you receive. It's like an angel. He's right here with my
That's right.
On the mic. Oh my God. That's it. That's his name. That's how I call him. So those two, I work with them daily or all the time.
Wow. Wow. Final question for you, Helen. What does it mean to you to be a co-creator of the new earth?
Oh my gosh, this is such a great question. I find big responsibility on that.
Yeah,
same thing. Yeah, it's because it's a mission beyond your personal ego, or you know, your even just this. I would say that it's a ripple effect. Okay, so it begins with us, each one of us. So we have to be able to stand out and share our light authentically, you know, no apology, 1000%. That's why I'm wearing, you're wearing who you are, and I'm wearing who I am yes. today. Like, we need to show up to the world that it's completely okay to just be ourselves. And then we attract, and we let others to feel comfortable, to be okay, to shine their own light too. I would say like shine your light. Mm. And even if only like 5 people in your field can feel it, and they feel like they are fine to shine their light too, those 5 people will have another 5 more people, and it multiplies. And then it becomes 25. It becomes 225. And that's why I said it in my bio that it's my mission to raise the consciousness, awaken people's light for 1 million souls. But it's not by I need to talk to 1 million souls, but by showing up, just being yourself in your light, and then more light will ripple and it becomes more and more and more and more. And oh my gosh, I have this vision. I need to share it. It's like we're all floating a globe of light bulbs, like we're all floating in a circle around Mother Earth, and we really light up the world. We really light up planet Earth. That's what I envision.
And you're creating that reality.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for hosting this, to provide a space for me to speak my truth.
It's a beautiful truth, and it's needed in the world. And I'm so honored to be in your presence. And I know my audience is feeling that ripple. Let's go co-create this new earth together, Helen. We're here for the same
thank
fucking
you,
reason.
Jess.
Let's
yes,
go.
Yes. Thank I you, resonated sister. So much.
So deeply.
Thank you.
Thank you.